This reading comes from page 476 and 477 in your textbook, titled Afghanistan's Troubled History. Located on trade routes that link areas from East Asia, South Asia, and Southwest Asia and Europe, Afghanistan has been the crossroads of Central Asia for thousands of years. Becoming an independent country in 1747, Afghanistan has had a troubled history. In recent decades, Afghanistan has faced the external forces of invasion, as well as the internal forces of ethnic and tribal diversity. Both threaten the country's stability. Take a look at the map, pause the recording if you need, and look at the different groups that create or make up the country of Afghanistan. Also notice how many borders Afghanistan has, as it is bordered by Iran, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, China, and Pakistan. When you're ready, go ahead and hit play, and we'll continue on page 477. Who are the people of Afghanistan? Afghanistan has a complex human geography. The country is home to dozens of different ethnic groups and subgroups. The map shows only the largest. While Pashtuns form the largest group, even they do not make up a majority of the country's people. Afghanistan's people speak about 50 languages. The two most widely spoken are Pashto and Dari. Pashto is the language of the Pashtun. Dari is a Farsi or Persian dialect. Dari often serves as a lingua franca, a common language in Afghanistan. Ethnic diversities are not necessarily strong divisions. People from different ethnic groups marry one another and live in the same areas. Perhaps the strongest tie Afghanistan's people feel is to their local tribes. For many people, their bond to the tribe is stronger than their feeling of national identity, which has made it difficult to organize them in a single modern country. So who has invaded and tried to rule Afghanistan? Let's look at it. For thousands of years, Afghanistan has been the target of foreign invaders. Persians ruled the area until Alexander the Great conquered it around 330 BC. Alexander was followed by the Scythians, then the Huns, and then the Turks. Later, Arabs conquered the area. Persians ruled again, followed by the Turks once more. Then, two different Mongol conquerors invaded Afghanistan. In more modern times, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in 1979. However, the Soviets withdrew after 10 years of costly fighting. In the 1990s, a fundamentalist Islamic group took control of Afghanistan. They began to shelter Islamic terrorists, or provide a place for them to stay. The terrorists established training groups for their fighters, some of whom attacked the United States on September 11, 2001. When the government refused to close the terrorist camps and even refused to hand over the terrorist leader, the United States and other countries sent troops to fight them. The government was quickly defeated, and an elected government eventually took office. However, and still to this day, rebels have continued to fight against the new regime. So, why does Afghanistan continue to suffer? Afghanistan is among the poorest countries in the world. More than three-fourths of its workforce makes its living by farming using traditional methods. As a result, incomes are low. For example, more than a third of the people live in poverty. Just over a third of the workforce is unemployed. Afghanistan's economy has begun to recover since the fundamentalists were ousted, and the economy has the potential for development. The country has reserves of natural gas and petroleum, precious metals such as gold and silver and gems. However, conflict has hampered efforts to develop the country's natural resources. For example, continuing conflict has interfered with infrastructure development. Infrastructure is roads and buildings and modern construction. Government corruption has also been a significant problem in trying to develop the economy in a stable society. As a result, Afghanistan still depends heavily on aid from the international community.